Go ahead and try impeaching me again, make my day. Trump mocks stupid doc, low IQ Crockett. By Hannah Knudsen on June 24, 2025. President Donald Trump mocked far-leftist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and others, including seriously low IQ Democrat darling Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, for wanting to impeach him, daring them to make my day. In a lengthy Truth Social post Tuesday morning, Trump addressed Ocasio-Cortez's recent call to impeach him over the successful airstrikes on Iran. The president's disastrous decision to bomb Iran without authorization is a grave violation of the Constitution and congressional war powers, Ocasio-Cortez wrote over the weekend. He has impulsively risked launching a war that may ensnare us for generations. It is absolutely and clearly grounds for impeachment. Trump shot back, deeming Ocasio-Cortez one of the dumbest people in Congress and noting that Democrats have already tried to impeach him twice before, to no avail. Stupid doc, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the dumbest people in Congress, is now calling for my impeachment, despite the fact that the crooked and corrupt Democrats have already done that twice before. Trump began, noting that the Democrat is complaining because of recent U.S. victories. The reason for her rantings is all of the victories that the USA has had under the Trump administration. The Democrats aren't used to winning, and she can't stand the concept of our country being successful again, Trump asserted. When we examine her test scores, we will find out that she is not qualified for office but, nevertheless, far more qualified than Crockett, who is a seriously low IQ individual. He said of Crockett, who has also clearly outlined her intentions to pursue impeachment. Or Ilhan Omar, who does nothing but complain about our country, yet the failed country that she comes from doesn't have a government, is drenched in crime and poverty, and is rated one of the worst in the world. If it's even rated at all, he said, perhaps hearkening to the recent comments Omar made, claiming that the U.S. is becoming one of the worst countries in the world. How dare the mouse tells us how to run the United States of America? We're just now coming back from that radical left experiment with Sleepy Joe, Kamala, and the Autopen, in charge. What a disaster it was, he said, returning his focus to Ocasio-Cortez and suggesting that she should be required to take the same cognitive test that I just completed at Walter Reed Medical Center, as part of my physical. As the doctor in charge said, President Trump aced it, meaning, I got every answer right, he said. Trump then took aim at the condition of Ocasio-Cortez's district, urging her to go back home and take care of the crime-ridden streets. Instead of her constant complaining, Alexandria should go back home to Queens, where I was also brought up, and straighten out her filthy, disgusting, crime-ridden streets, in the district she represents, he said, adding, and which she never goes to anymore. She better start worrying about her own primary, before she thinks about beating our great Palestinian senator, crying Chuck Schumer, whose career is definitely on very thin ice. Trump exclaimed before mocking Democrats for hitting the lowest poll numbers in congressional history. So go ahead and try impeaching me, again, make my day. He challenged them. Indeed, the Democrat Party has seen its favorability sink to historic lows since Trump has taken office for his second term.